Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A recent McKinsey report on the future of life insurance concluded that carriers who can engage throughout the customer lifecycle and provide multi-channel personalized interactions can reduce customer acquisition costs by as much as 50%, increase new premiums by 5 to 10%, and reduce customer churn by up to 30%. I'm John Weber for IAM Best Audio, and according to Samantha Chow, Life Annuities and Health Markets Lead at EIS, these innovations can take place if carriers are simply retrofitting legacy systems. She joins us now to talk more about that. Samantha, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Glad to be here.
And Samantha, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about EIS?
Yeah, so EIS is an end-to-end core tech platform for insurance providers across all lines of business, starting out in P&C, saw a great need in the market in the group worksite voluntary benefits, and then merged now, more recently, into life and annuities.
Now, research shows that 88% of insurance professionals believe that legacy systems are preventing transformation. Why is this the case, and why do you think the insurance industry has been so slow to transform?
Yeah, I mean, legacy systems plague the life insurance industry. You know, some of these insurance providers can have 20 to 25 different legacy systems in place, many of them homegrown. And the real reason that this has happened over time is because there are very few software developers out there, providers that had good, solid solutions to support the life insurance industry. You know, you see a lot more now, obviously, but even still, the ones that you see today have been developed over, you know, many moons ago and are still considered quite legacy. The challenges that this legacy technology leaves the insurance providers with is, you know, an inability to connect new third-party data sources, to create the right ecosystem, to create automation and this real digital experience that we need throughout the organization, and not just on the customer side, but truly on for the agent, the insurance customer service representatives, underwriters, claims, et cetera. So you really are prevented to create that uniqueness that these life insurance carriers want to create in their own, you know, personal way of doing business. They're stuck doing business the same way as everyone else. And, you know, without, you know, if you take that legacy constraint out of there, looking at new, more modern core technology, then you have the world is your oyster. You really have an opportunity, as at EIS, we like to talk about, you know, giving you the opportunity to reimagine life insurance, sit back, take a step back and really rethink how, if you had a chance, a clean slate, how would you really approach this product and this type of organization?
You know, we talk about innovation a lot in the insurance industry. Do you think speed of innovation is critical for insurers as well?
It is. It absolutely is. And I think the most important part of speed isn't about just getting there and getting it done. It's about being iterative. It's about that MVP, that minimal viable product, getting out there and being able to test and learn. So speed is a faction of being able to come up with an idea and be able to react on it quickly and test and learn and iterate until you get it right. So, you know, it's good to kind of get it out there. And, you know, if you fail a little bit, tweak it a little bit, you learn from it and you go out again. And that's really, you know, where we see a lot of the fallback from. Most carriers decide they want to do something and it's not, they don't get out into the industry and do it until it's completely done. And then they've lost all the momentum. So speed really is important for, you know, carriers to be able to react, test and learn, iterate to make it right, and really get the best value out of their innovation.
Do you think the pandemic has impacted the digital initiatives of life and annuity writers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll have to, I'm one of the first people to say kudos. This is an industry that you never in your wildest dreams would you be considered, you know, working from home. Even executives to be able to work from home, to be able to connect through their VPN, you know, token networks was truly a challenge. And here in a matter of, you know, a few weeks, these insurance providers had everybody working from home, you know, even their call center representatives. That's amazing. So while it was done with Band-Aids and bubble gum to get them there, they were able to react. So let's now take a step back and say, okay, if I didn't have to do it with Band-Aids and bubble gum, but I really truly had a modern digital technology, core technology, cloud-based technology, you know, a truly open API architecture that could help me integrate very quickly and easily with other technology that can help support this type of pandemic environment we live in, it could have been done very quickly, seamlessly, and it would have taken no time at all to get up and running.
Why do you think it's important for life insurers to reimagine their business around a customer?
The customer, you know, we've gone from this product-centric, transaction-focused environment to really trying to figure out what the customer needs. You know, consumer behavior has been pretty much the same until about maybe the 10 years, maybe 15 years ago. You've got entrants of, you know, Amazon and others that have come out now and changed the way we look at business and see business. So, you know, to be able to sit down now and look at customer behaviors, because again, we've got this new transition of generation coming through. The baby boomers are going out. Now you have, you know, Gen X, you have the millennials. These are our new target of people, and their behaviors are extremely different. What they want out of life is different. Getting married later, buying houses later, you know, right now they're saving. So being able to really sit back and see, what do they want? Life insurance, you know, the way we market it is, it's the same as it was, you know, 50, 60 years ago. This is about leaving a legacy behind, making sure your family is supported when, you know, if you were to pass away. But if you don't have a family yet and you're not, you know, you don't have a house or you don't have things to leave behind, you know, then we need to figure out what the other values are in life insurance for these individuals. So to be able to sit back, take that customer, that millennial, get down to that individual persona and be able to identify what it is they want, how they want to process it. All of this, you're really going to reach you're going to reach them where they want to be reached. You're going to talk to them in a fashion that makes sense to them, instead of talking to a language that really only makes sense today and say that baby boomer or, you know, 50 or older market.
Now, Samantha, I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to name names, but as a former analyst, do you feel the insurance industry as a whole is behind in terms of their digital transformation efforts?
As a whole, I would say absolutely. I think what we've seen are pockets of innovation and pockets of digital transformation, and kudos. I think that where the industry, and again, I don't want to say they've gone wrong, they reacted, right? This is all reaction-based transformation. Nobody wants to sit down and write on a piece of paper, you know, fill out an application on a piece of paper and then give it over to their agent or mail it in, right? That's, no one wants to do that. So they recognize very early on, you know, we've got to create digital e-applications. We have to be able to do this through the website. We have to give our agents tools so that they can fill it out themselves while sitting down with the applicant. But so we've reacted kind of in that front end of the funnel. We've also reacted in different compartments of systems, you know, through customer service, you know, portals, things of that nature. But where we fell short as an industry is, you know, yes, that is those are customer facing things. Those are going to be improve the customer experience. But what's holding back the transformation as a whole, what's holding back a true customer, positive customer experience or journey through the entire policy lifecycle is that core. without replacing the core, modernizing the core, the policy of record, product, your product factories and how you develop products and manage products and engage with your customers. If you do not replace that, then everything else is eventually going to become legacy too, and you're going to have to change it all over again, starting with that more modern core technology. You know, replacing the heart, that digital heart of what makes the insurance carrier who they are, enables them to grow uniquely and develop unique solutions that are very personalized, not only for them as an individual company, but also personalized by individual consumer, individual persona, to really meet them where they want to be and really provide them the solutions and experiences they demand.
So we talk a whole bunch about insurtech these days. Do you think carriers should be operating more like tech companies?
Yes. You know, and I'm the first to tell you that, you know, a life insurance company is we are, and I'll speak as a life insurance company. I've been with a few, so I feel like I can do that, but we're experts at product, at risk, at evaluation, at creating the right products for the right people, et cetera. That's where we excel. We are experts. You don't become a long-standing, you know, life insurance company like New York Life or Northwestern or, you know, for just by just being reactive, right? They're experts at product and investing and such, and really carrying out that that promise to their beneficiaries. But you know, it's important, I think, that they recognize that you cannot be innovative, you can't be quick to do things. Like we spoke about that iterative development to make changes, you cannot do that without being a tech company. And you also can't do it with the legacy solutions you have today. There's a lot of cost involved with maintaining those legacy solutions. The big bang upgrades and all the downhill breaks and break fixes that the maintenance team spends so much time on. You can't be a tech company with that type of technology under the hood. With that modern technology, we give the opportunity for carriers to become a tech company. Let us be the experts at the technology. You get the outcomes of being that technology company that specializes in life insurance and annuities.
Well, Samantha, this has been delightful. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, John.
That was Samantha Chow, Life and Annuities and Health Markets Lead at EIS. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.